So Barry, you've played the derby now for both teams?
Ah, that's it now. I've been on both sides of it now, so it's obviously very strange coming back here and playing at the Brandywell, but a good experience.
Two each draw. You're lucky to get away with that.
100%, you know. We know, to be fair, we started the game very well. First 20-25 minutes probably edged it, you know, and we deserved a goal, but in the second half we defended, you know, we really defended from the first whistle, and you can't really do that against the teams like Derry and expect to get away with it. We knew that they were going to create chances, and to be fair, they went 2-1 up, but fair play to the lads, they kept going and they got an equaliser in the end.
They made a few chances, and if they had converted them, you could have been chasing it.
Aye, well, that's it. That's, like I say, we were defending from the first whistle in the second half, and they were bound to get a couple of chances with Alexa Rory and Barry McNamee, the way they've been playing. But the boys defended really well, and Kieran's done really well in the nets, but we're disappointed in the manner of the goals, you know, that way. But after going 2-1 down after 85-86 minutes, you would have taken a point, and we would have taken a point before the match as well. So
you're playing with a lot of young boys there, no fear about them at all, just great efforts.
That's it, you know, these boys got the team promoted last year, you know what I mean, so there's no reason why they should have any fear. They should enjoy this experience in the Premier Division, and they are doing that, you know what I mean. They've been a breath of fresh air, like so Tony McNamee and Adam Hanlon. There are a lot of good players there, you know, but we know what we're about, you know, that way. We're trying our best to defend well and attack well as a team.